All right, guys, guess what? I'm back. I know it was a long, extended break since I've recorded any podcast episodes. So I'm gonna take this time just a little bit just to kind of catch you up on what's kind of going on in my life, kind of give you a little bit behind the scenes. I know that may be interesting for some of you just to kind of see what's going on as far as how someone who has an online course business, like how possibly their day-to-day runs and whatever else like that. But that's not going to be the bulk of this episode. Today in this episode, I want to talk about something that I think is pretty important, and it's something that I'm seeing pop up over and over again, and it's this whole idea of ADHD. And I know this is a sensitive topic for some of you, but I think it's something that we need to discuss, and how ADHD is playing a factor in your business and how you're showing up and ultimately the results that you're getting, right? And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, and kind of give you my take on the whole ADHD thing and how you can make the most out of it and still make sure that you're hitting your goals, you're progressing, and you're getting to where you ultimately want to go. So that's what we're going to be covering in this episode. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. All right, welcome back to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. Guys, like I said in the intro, it's been a minute, and I've kind of missed talking to you, but at the same time, it's been a much needed break. Not only have I taken a break from recording podcast episodes, but I took a break from social media for the most part. I haven't posted anything. It's been a couple months at least. I think we're going on 3 months now. And I really haven't posted anything outside of a couple stories, just because I'm working on some things behind the scenes. I'm also just trying to recharge my batteries. And I know for a lot of you, this might be something that you struggle with. And it's this idea of consistency and discipline. And because it's just touted over and over again that the key to success is consistency, just consistently showing up, being there for your audience, putting in the work, right? Again and again and again, over and over again, like taking those small steps are eventually going to get you where you want to go. And I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But it's not as black and white as a lot of people may claim that it is. For me, just like in business, there's seasons. Like there are seasons where you're working hard, you're all in, you're doing all the things that you can. And then there's seasons where you're kind of slowing down and taking a break, right? Like there's ebbs and flows in us as humans, as business owners. And this is one of those examples where I needed to take a break to just recharge. I needed to just kind of relax a little bit and not just be go, 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 go. Because my argument for this is that, while yes, you do need to be consistent and you do need to show up, and that's really the key to being successful, but you also need to be consistently showing up with quality. And if you're burned out, if you need to recharge your batteries, if you're feeling uninspired and you're forcing these things, then yeah, you are being consistent by still showing up and doing the work anyway, but is it really your best that you're putting forward, right? And so I'm trying to find this good balance between quality and quantity, right? Because you need the quality there, obviously, and you also need the quantity, and you need to keep showing up time and time again. And so I gave myself the permission, which, you know, if you're feeling in a similar spot where you're posting to social media all the time, you're just over it, you're just kind of going through the motions, and you're feeling like you're getting burned out, then it's much better to take a break, let yourself recharge, do nothing, get off your phone. That's one of the best things you can do. If you give yourself the permission to do this, it's going to help out in the long run, because the last thing you want to do is just get so burnt out that you quit your business completely. And you're like, nope, it's not worth it. I'm quitting. This is it. I'm done. And whatever else. So like find your balance, like listen to your intuition, you know, and just really figure out like what's going to be best for you and go with that. Go with your gut. Like no one's living the life that you're living. Like they can give you this generalized advice, but they really don't know what you're working towards, what you're accomplishing, and whatever else. And that's where your intuition and your discernment comes in. Like, you need to make these decisions that are going to serve you the best. And so take the time to do that. That's what I've been doing. I've been taking a break, at least from, you know, posting podcast episodes and social media, but it doesn't mean that I've been taking a break from the business side of things. I've been working on some projects behind the scenes and getting ready to kind of, you know, get something new and exciting to offer to the marketplace. Because for the longest time, basically since I've been in business, I've only offered one product, and that's Online Beauty Empire, right? That's my signature course. That's A to Z, everything that you need to create and launch a successful online course business. And like, it goes in depth and there's a lot to it. We had a coaching call the other day with some students, and one of my students was just telling me how, like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, there's a ton of stuff in here. There's so much that goes into it. And so her question was basically like, am I making enough progress? Am I doing what I need to do? Am I on track? Because it can feel overwhelming. It can feel daunting with how much that goes into creating a business that's successful with your online courses and showing up as an authority and being an expert in your niche. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And we cover all those things in Online Beauty Empire. And so what I've been working on in the meantime is just something that is a little bit more accessible for more people and more of that first step, right? Because I know for some people, they're not entirely sure that online courses is the direction that they want to go. Or maybe they do want to dive into online courses, but they're overwhelmed by the idea of everything that goes into it and creating a signature course. And, you know, like, it's a lot. It can be really, really daunting with all the moving parts and the different steps that go into it. And so what I've been working on for the past few months is this new little project that I am launching called Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. And inside of Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp, we break down how to create your first mini course, really like your first mini course, get it created and launched and get your first students within a week. Like, seriously, within a week or less, like, you can get your first students and you're up and running. You got the momentum behind you. Because the reason why I'm focusing around this is, one, mini courses are a great way to dip your toes in. Like, it doesn't feel like, It's hard to wrap your head around creating this full-blown course with all these different things and aspects and bonuses and whatever else. Like, that can get daunting really quick. And so with a mini course, you know, you're teaching maybe one of the things that you teach out of the four or five things that go into like the main thing that you want to teach as an online educator. So you're giving your students that first step with a mini course. And so it's an easier way to kind of dip your toes in and get people excited for what you offer, but it also like helps validate and prove to yourself that, yeah, I can be successful with these online courses. Like, I got my first students within a week. Like, this is doable for me. Because that was the biggest hurdle that I was running into with working with my students over the past, we're pushing close to 2 years. I'd say like a year and a half where I've been like, okay, this is my sole focus. This is all I'm focusing on. Like, I'm not working on my wife's courses and marketing those. Like, beauty brand launchpad, that's my sole focus. It's been about a year, we're pushing about a year and a half. Like, I feel like May or June of 2021 is really when I'm like, okay, I'm going all in, let's do this. You know, I'm now beauty brand launchpad. I'm not Mr. Mags like I was before. And so in the past year and a half, the biggest struggle and biggest thing really stopping from my students from actually creating their course and getting it out there was just that, is just getting it into people's hands and actually launching it. Because they would have so much momentum and they would have all this excitement and enthusiasm when they signed up for the course. And so they dive all in and they're like, they'd start messing with the tech with ClickFunnels and getting their email set up inside of ConvertKit. And they're working on these little things, and they would create like a freebie, like a free PDF to like build their email list. And they would do that and they'd get so excited. And then that next step would be like, okay, now that we've shown you how these different softwares work, now let's launch your course. And then that momentum would just die out so fast. So fast. And so like, I was just racking my brain, like, there needs to be a better way to get people results quickly so they can focus on these other aspects and actually get their course out there and actually make some money and really see that this online course is going to work, validate that people want to learn from them, that they're willing to pay for them, and that, you know, this is going to be sustainable in the long term. And so we figured that out. We've incorporated that with our online Beauty Empire students, and they're killing it. This round, like, they're on fire, and they're picking things up. They're building the momentum. And not only have they launched, we have one student right now who's in the middle of her first launch, and she's gearing up for her second launch. Like, she's already getting people on her wait list for her second launch. And she just joined our last round of Online Beauty Empire just a couple months ago. So, like, she's hitting the ground running. And so I took that concept, what we're calling the fast launch method, and now I'm incorporating that into the Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. And so you can get that fast launch method, but it shows you how to do that with your mini course. So it's really cool. I'm really excited. I know a lot of people are going to see amazing results with it. And the best part about this is, like, not only are you going to get amazing results and anything else like that, but it's the most affordable thing that I've ever offered. Like, this is, I wanted this to be available and an option for so many different people without breaking the bank. Like, this is, like, I'm not going to give away numbers on this podcast or anything else like that, but you're going to find out soon, like, for what you get out of this course and what you've learned and what you're able to implement. Like, you can pay back the price of the course with one student. Like, you can, like, a lot of people are, like, you know, doubling, like, they charge double for one student than what you would have to pay for this course, essentially. So, like, super, super affordable and accessible to so many different people. And really, it's just my goal to get you results right away. And if you get these amazing results right away and you get your first students and you're on fire, then hopefully you're more willing to work on a deeper level with me and my students inside of Online Beauty Empire and inside of that community, so we can, you know, truly build out the rest of the business now that we've proven that people actually want to learn from you and they're willing to pay for your expertise. And so that's what I've been working on. So I've been working on that. There's a couple extra different things that you can buy included with that I'm wrapping up with. And, like, it's been a project. And so, like, it's taken a lot of time and effort and energy just to focus on that aspect. And that's why social media and podcasts have kind of taken a backseat. Because even leading up to my last launch in August, those 3 months leading up to that was me in creation mode again. So again, it was one of these seasons where I was creating a lot. Like, I completely revamped the bonuses that I was working on, and I created five or six brand new bonuses. They're basically mini courses in themselves. And I busted that out in 3 months. And, like, there's a lot. It not only was creating the content, it was filming the content, it was editing it. Like, there was a lot that went into it. And, like, I'm really proud of how that turned out. And it really feels like I've kind of was able to put the bow on what is Online Beauty Empire and what's offered in it, because it fills in all the gaps that you might have as far as how to create a successful business and establish yourself as an authority online. Like, it fills in everything that you need. And I'm actually really proud of it. Like, this is my humble brag moment, where it's not so humble of me to talk about, you know, what I've been working on and what else has been going on. But really, so it's, like, going on, like, close to 6 months now that I've just been creating, and with a small break during that I was in that launch period in August. And so lots been going on. And so that's why I've kind of taken a back seat. And so that's where we're at now. If you're interested in the Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp, just keep an eye on Instagram, as well as, like, if you're part of my email list, you're going to hear from me from there as well. But it's going to be coming out probably in the next week or two. I want to get this out as soon as possible, especially before the holidays start coming around. Just so you can take all this momentum and energy into 2023 and just make it the year of your online course business, so you can take it to the next level and it will be amazing. So I've been working on that. And then also I've been doing something outside of business, but also in tandem with business, that I think that I'm going to talk about more here in the podcast, but I want to kind of talk about it briefly here before we get into the meat and potatoes and talking about ADHD and how it affects your business and everything else like that. The other thing that I've been doing for the past couple of weeks is I've been doing this thing called alternate day fasting. And like the name suggests, it basically, it's a way for you to, every other day you're fasting, and it's for like a 36-hour period. For example, let's say I would normally start my fast at 8 p.m. Monday night. So right after dinner, my fast would start 8 p.m. and then that would go all the way into Tuesday. And then I would finally break my fast Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. So that would be a total of 36 hours. And so the reason why I was doing that, I'm 2 weeks into these 36 hour fasts. So you'd repeat that cycle again. So you would, so basically Monday I could eat, Tuesday I wouldn't eat. Wednesday I could eat, Thursday I wouldn't eat. And then it would just alternate from there, going on from there. And so I'm just finished up 2 weeks of doing that. I'm now currently starting my third week. And that first week, I lost almost 8 pounds. I'm actually super proud of it. I know a lot of it is water weight and different things like that. And then this past week, I lost another 2 pounds. And so I'm just trying to consistently do this. And it's not like my main goal is weight loss, just to be healthier, to look better and everything else like that. Because confidence kind of bleeds into everything. And not only confidence, but like your health bleeds into your business. Like if you don't feel good, then you're not going to work on your business. Like if you're sick, you're not going to have the energy to show up in the ways that you need to, right? And so everything kind of works together in that sense. But outside of losing weight, you know, there's a lot of health benefits. Like there's, when you fast, there's this thing called autophagy that essentially just clears out all the dead bad cells and puts in new cells. So your skin will be better, you'll be healthier, you have all these different things going for you because you're giving your body a chance to not be constantly working on metabolizing food and whatever else. And so it's been a cool process. But the main reason why I started this, like outside of losing weight, was I wanted to push myself and do something hard. And this is really crucial. And it's something there's so much power behind it is the best way I can put it. Because like, if you would have asked me even like a month or two ago, if like I would be doing these rolling alternate day fasting, like 36 hour fasts, I would have laughed. Because like so many, food for me is such a comfort thing. When I'm sad or depressed about something, I go to food. If I'm excited and I want to celebrate, we do it with food, right? Like it's so ingrained in our society and culture that, you know, 3 meals a day is such a standard thing. But I think our American diet has led to the majority of us, like I think for the first time ever, 50% of the population of the US is considered overweight or obese, like the first time in the history of the United States. And so like, it goes to show like things need to change, right? Like the systems that we have in place aren't serving us. But more than anything, like just the mental aspect behind it, that's what I'm learning. It's like the recognizing what's actual hunger compared to what your body wants. Like that first day, or what your mind wants, I should say. Because that first day I was fasting, the thing that stood out to me the most was like, I was so bored. Like, it's a funny thing to say, but like, if you think about it, like your day kind of revolves around food. You're like, okay, I'm going to stop and take a break for lunch. I'm going to get something for breakfast. Okay, work day's done. Let's go get dinner. And then when you cut out those things without like your meals and your snacks and whatever else, you're like, man, like you realize like how much time in the day you're actually spending eating. And because food is such a comfort thing, I knew that this would be, it would be a task for me in discipline. Like this is like one of the hardest things that I could do, is having the discipline to not eat and to forego food, because it is such a hard thing for me. And so now I guess this is my 8th fast that I'm in the middle of, like recording this podcast. I'm midway through another fast day and I feel great. The amazing thing is like I have more energy on fast days than I do on my eating days. Like it's really interesting. Like your body just adapts and it starts using fat as fuel and like you feel empowered. And so the reason I bring this up is that like doing the hard thing and forcing yourself to do the hard thing and be disciplined enough to keep going through the hard things, even though you have every excuse to be like, oh, I want to eat so bad. You know, 8 o'clock rolls around on like 7, 8 o'clock on these fast days. And I want food really bad because this is normally the time Maggie and I are sitting down, we're watching a show. Like we want to eat, we want to enjoy food. Like we want to do these things, but working past that and proving to yourself that you can do hard things is one of the most powerful things that you can do moving forward. And it bleeds into your business and what you think you're capable of doing and doing that scary thing. Like, that's what's capable for you. And that's why I started doing these fasts. Like, yeah, I feel amazing doing it and I'm feeling healthier and I'm making better decisions. Even on my eating days, I'm more conscious about what I eat because that's going to carry over into my days that I'm fasting. And if I eat garbage, then I'm not going to have any energy to sustain me moving forward, right? On the days that I'm fasting. And so it all works together. And so I just want you to keep in mind, like, if you kind of go after the hard things, it's just going to make you a better person on the end. And it's going to prove to you that you're capable of more than you realize. I think that's ultimately what it is that you're capable of more than you realize. Like, too often, what we think we're capable of is the thing that's stopping us. And that's the thing that's holding us back. And then we beat ourselves up when another year goes by and nothing has changed. And so my suggestion to you is that if you feel like you need to switch something up, if you need to do something different, if what you're doing right now isn't working, then choose something hard to do. Do something out of your comfort zone and do it consistently and have a goal attached to it and be like, I'm working towards this goal. You know, whether it's a time frame or if you're focusing on your health and you want to lose weight, have like a weight goal, whatever it is, it's a business goal. If you're like, I'm going to give this online business thing, I'm going to give it the rest of the year to go all in and give it everything I've got. And if it doesn't work, then I know for a fact that, okay, it's not for me, but at least I can look myself in the mirror and say, I gave it everything I had. And then you have nothing to be mad about. You have nothing to look back and beat yourself up over and saying, oh, I wish I would have done that or whatever else, right? So go for the hard thing. Like, amazing things pay off when you go for that hard thing and push yourself past your limits. And that's really what I've learned over these past 2 weeks of doing this alternate day fasting. And I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep moving forward. And hopefully I can incorporate this into more of a lifestyle instead of just like a temporary thing. Because I can already see the benefits of it. And I think it's something that I can do long term. So there's my quick update. That was not so quick. I know that kind of dragged on a little bit longer than I was anticipating. But that was kind of just a behind the scenes of what's going on right now in my life and with Beauty Brand Launchpad. And so now let's talk about ADHD. Because I feel like, man, this is, I don't know about you, but every time I'm on TikTok, I'm either seeing, even on Instagram too, like I'm seeing an ad for some ADHD pill, or I'm seeing someone on TikTok talking about how to work with someone who has ADHD, or like what you should do if you have ADHD and all these different things. And I'm seeing more and more people repost these either their graphics or their reels or their TikToks, like they're posting them to their social media. And it just really stood out to me because I was seeing enough of these ads where I'm like, maybe I have ADHD. Like, it's kind of hard for me to sometimes focus and make sure that I'm moving forward on my goals and like not procrastinate and all these different things. Like, I struggle with those things too. Like, do I have ADHD? And to be honest with you, I have tried Adderall. I tried it one time last year and I got great results from it. Like, if I'm being completely honest, like, it was amazing. It was almost like this sense of, it was like a euphoric feeling. Like, it was so interesting. My mood was happier. I got way more done because I was just lasered in and I was focused. But the problem with relying on like a drug like Adderall is that the more you take it, the more that your brain becomes reliant on it, and it doesn't produce those chemicals that it normally would that Adderall is essentially mimicking. And so your brain becomes more reliant on Adderall, and the more that it becomes reliant on it, it means that you're going to need a higher and higher dose as you go along to feel those same effects, right? And so it's kind of a slippery slope. And so that's why I've always been a little bit hesitant on trying out these ADHD medications, because I knew deep down it wasn't necessarily serving me, because I don't necessarily think I have ADHD. And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to make a proclamation, a declaration, if you will. And I'm going to say the majority of people don't have ADHD. And this might be triggering for you and this might upset you. And you might be like, well, this is bull. Like, I 100% have ADHD. And maybe you do. But I'm going to say the majority of us do not have ADHD. What we have is a problem with being overstimulated. And when we're overstimulated with everything that we watch on our phones and TV and social media and consuming 15-second bite-sized chunks of content, is that we're just hitting our brain with dopamine constantly. And we're looking for that next novel thing. So every time we swipe, it's something new. It's something new. And it's like pulling the lever on a slot machine, because the idea of possibly winning and seeing those numbers pop up one at a time is like cocaine for our brain. Like, it's so addictive. And that's what's happening on a large scale to everyone every single minute of the day. Like, if you look at your phone and, you know, you'll get like those screen time reminders, and it's like, you've, you know, been on your phone an average of 4 hours a day this week. And you're like, sheesh, 4 hours out of my day was just me staring at my phone. And I think that's what's happening right now to us, is that we don't have ADHD. We're overstimulated. And so, of course, you know, doing that hard thing and pushing ourselves and working on our business and doing it after hours, once we've seen a full day of clients, like, of course, that's going to be the last thing you want to do. And you just want to swipe through and consume content, because it's way more entertaining and way more novel to your brain than sitting down and typing up, you know, a sales page or creating your slides for your course or your manual or whatever it is, right? Like, of course it's going to be more entertaining. And so it comes down to, we almost need to do like a dopamine detox and limit the amount of time we're on our phone. And because the more time that we're on our phone means more time we are reacting to our reality instead of creating our reality. We're reacting to someone else's reality just by consuming it. Every time we get a notification and someone sends us a text or an email or we this or that, we're reacting, and we're not giving ourselves space to create. We're not creating our own reality. We're not creating the business that we want. We're not moving forward on our goals and our dreams because we're constantly in a state of reaction. And so what Maggie and I have been doing lately is, like, we're spending a lot more time reading, and I'm going to give her 100% credit for this, because she's kind of the one who's kind of pushed it forward. And she's like, I want to get off my phone. Like, I don't want to spend more time on my phone because it doesn't make me happy. Ultimately, it doesn't make me happy. And so she's, you know, she's always like, let's not, you know, look at our phones before we go to sleep. Let's not look at them first thing when we wake up. Let's spend more time reading. Let's talk to each other. You know, like, let's cultivate this relationship that we have. And it's been such a game changer. It's been such a great thing for our relationship. It's been a great thing for our mental health. And it's helped us move forward. And so that's what I kind of want to get out there, is that chances are that you don't have ADHD. And what's happening, and why I think these posts are being reshared about, like, you know, signs that you have ADHD, or how to communicate with someone with ADHD, or how to do the, you know, be more productive with cleaning your house with ADHD. Like, it's so many different things that I see are popping up. And the reason why I think this is resonating with so many different people, and people feeling like, hey, maybe I do have ADHD, kind of like what I was asking myself, is because it puts you in a nice cozy blanket of comfort. And it's saying, hey, you're not where you want right now. You're not where you want to be. And that's not your fault. The reason why you're not where you want to be is because you have ADHD. And so you have nothing to worry about. So you can stop beating yourself up. You can stop feeling like you're a failure, because you have attention deficit hyper disorder, whatever the hell it is, right? Like, it's just coddling us into mediocrity. It's coddling us to be content with our situation because we have this really convenient excuse. Because if you're like most people, myself included, you have these goals, you have these dreams, and it's so easy to procrastinate and not move forward on them because there's so many other distractions. But then you look at these other people who are doing similar things to what you want to do, and you're like, oh crap, like, I have nothing to show for my goals that I want to achieve. Like, I haven't made any progress. It's been months now, and I haven't even opened up my computer to work on whatever, right? Like, I think we find ourselves in this position a lot, and it makes us feel bad. And I'm not saying that you necessarily want to feel bad about where you're at, but you also have to be really aware and just look at yourself critically and just be like, okay, this is where I am. these are the actions I'm taking. They're not producing the result that I want, and I want to be over here. So obviously I need to start taking different actions. And that's what it comes down to. And so again, it comes back to that conversation of discipline that we had at the first of this episode. Like, you have to make yourself disciplined to move forward on your goals, instead of, you know, just letting this excuse of ADHD hold you back and stop you from moving forward. And I know some of you are listening to this right now and you're throwing up your arms and you're so tempted to turn off this podcast and never listen to anything that I have to say again, because you're holding on to this. You're holding on to it so tightly because it's becoming part of your identity. And when you're called out on your shit, it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear because it goes directly against your identity, especially if you're like, I have ADHD, that's why I'm not successful. And so why not incorporate a new identity? Why not just stop for a second and be like, okay, what if I was right? What if this guy that I'm listening to on this podcast is actually telling the truth? Then what changes? Instead of just immediately being offended, just be like, okay, what if it was true? Like, what does that question change for you? How do you approach things different? How do you think about things differently? And if what I'm saying is true, like, how would you approach your day differently? How would you approach your goals differently? Right? It's all about asking better questions. If you don't like where you're at right now, start asking better questions on how you can change that. Because the quality of your life determines, like, the quality of the questions you ask determines the quality of your life, is the quote that I've heard before. And it applies to this wholeheartedly. So if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling offended, then this is a good chance for you to look in the mirror and be like, okay, why am I offended? Is there any truth to what he's saying? And then I want to piggyback off that a little bit and just say, for those of you who really do have, you know, whether it's some ADHD, you know, like, you really do have ADHD, I would still suggest getting off your phone as much as possible. You are definitely overstimulated. But even if you do have ADHD, instead of just using that as that soft quilted blanket that you can just curl up in and just float away and not worry about anything else, instead of just using that as an excuse to not move forward, why not ask yourself and be like, okay, I do have ADHD, but what am I going to do about it to still hit the goals that I want in spite of my situation, in spite of my circumstances? What am I going to do to be moving forward? Because just because you have ADHD, just because you've been dealt with this hand of cards, doesn't mean you can't be successful. We're all dealt a different hand of cards. We're all going to have struggles with different things. We're all going to have opportunities to approach things differently. But while we all have different sets of cards, like, the one thing that we can control, like, we can't control what cards we're given, but what we can control is what we choose to do with those cards and make the most out of it, you know, and double down on this thing or that thing and move forward. So if you do have ADHD, try and figure out some processes and things that work for you so you can still make progress on your goals, even if you're just taking baby steps. You know, one thing that I've done that's really helps me focus and move forward is that I've got this little physical timer. It's just this round circle, and you can spin it and you can add, you know, however many minutes that you want to add to it. And so what I'll do is that I'll set it to 30 minutes. I'll press the button and I can see it start counting down. And I just focus on work for that 30 minutes. And what's cool is what happens is that you get into the flow of working. And so, like, you're building that momentum and you're just focused on the one thing, and then that timer goes off. And a lot of times, instead of just being like, okay, time for a break, you can just start that timer again and you keep going. Or maybe by the end of the 30 minutes, you're like, okay, I'm going to take another 30 minute break. I'm going to consume, you know, I'm going to jump on Instagram. I'm going to jump on TikTok, set another timer, set a timer for yourself to jump on these things, and then get back to what you're doing, right? Like, figure out ways that you can psychologically get yourself to keep moving forward. And this timer for me has worked great. Having, like, a physical timer in front of me instead of on my phone has really done wonders. And it's really helped me stay productive and stay laser focused on the most important task that I need to get done for that day. And so that's my suggestion for you, is figure out where you need to be and where you want to go. And if you do feel like you have ADHD, then how do we work past that? And for the majority of you, you probably don't have ADHD. You're just using this as a really convenient excuse because you feel understood for the first time. You feel like you have an excuse as to why you're not where you want to be is really what it comes down to. And I know that can be really attractive, but does that serve you long term? That's my question. Like, that's something for you to chew on. Is this serving me long term, holding on to this identity of having ADHD? It's a good one to chew on. So I'm going to leave you with that. That's my thought for today. I'm glad that I can be giving you these podcasts here in the future. I'm going to, you know, this is the first one. We're going to start being consistent every week like we have been. So with that being said, thank you so much. And if I pissed you off, I'm not sorry. Just chew on it a little bit is all I'm asking. But I'm excited to be back. I'm going to see you here hopefully in the upcoming weeks. I'm going to be posting more to social media. I've got some fun things planned as far as the direction that I want to take the brand and the types of content that I want to share with you and how I'm providing value. So I'm excited to share that with you in the future. And until then, I will see you on the next episode. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.